right. Well, let's talk about a couple more cases. Oliver, you had a 68-year-old man. Maybe you can talk about him.
This is a 68-year-old, and interestingly, he showed up having already had a history of breast cancer and bone metastatic prostate cancer, and nobody had done any germline testing on him or any testing of his tumor, which I was fairly amazed, because pretty much if you have a male with a breast cancer, it's BRCA until proven otherwise in my mind. We tested him. He had a BRCA2 lesion, and he'd already progressed. He progressed after ADT alone. And based in part on the experience that we had and the publication that we had about the germline BRCA2 responding in the majority of cases with docetaxel carboplatin, we used this docetaxel carboplatin regimen and got a really, really nice response. He tolerated it quite well. The problem is he developed a severe allergic reaction to the carboplatin and then subsequently began to have a PSA rise. We put him on abiraterone prednisone and responded for about a year. And then we were able to obtain a olaparib for him and started him on the 300 milligram BID dose. And he had had some little bit of mild suppression with the prior platinum-based therapy. Those blood counts actually stabilized, did not have any significant declines. His PSA declined over 50%, and that's really been persistent for over a year. So here's a guy who had platinum-based therapy and then went on to receive the olaparib, and he's had a really, really nice response. Now, he started to lose his response very recently, and I escalated him up to 400 milligrams POBID, and actually his PSA has declined, but he is continuing to tolerate the therapy well, and again has had no trouble with his blood counts, which we've been watching very carefully. So this is a very interesting case. Initially, the germline testing being missed because of the family history or the direct history of breast cancer, and good response to a platinum-based regimen, and then going on to the PARP inhibitor later. And he tolerated it extremely well, by the way.
That's really interesting.